first of all, I want you to hear from Tadhg Kennelly. Tadhg, you might recall, is a very famous Kerry footballer of several years ago, a brilliant footballer who went on to become a professional footballer with the Sydney Swans. And I knew that much about him, and obviously I knew he was from Listowel. But what I didn't know about Tadhg until the last couple of days is that he went through a fairly dark time in his life after his career with Sydney Swans came to an end. This was all news to me. And apparently Tadhg found himself sort of lost, not knowing what his purpose was in life, not really talking to people that much, spending a lot of time on his own, spending a lot of time soul searching, not really coping well in terms of his mental health. And that led him ultimately to setting up a programme called the W Now programme. And this really is aimed towards men who, like Tadhg, go through a phase in their life when things aren't going too well and they're just finding it hard to express how they're feeling. Now, this is not quite like the Men's Shed, but it's similar to the Men's Shed in that it's a meet-up opportunity for men of all ages to come together and do a little bit of fitness, go into the gym, do a bit of exercise, and then maybe have a coffee afterwards and shoot the breeze and see what comes up in conversation. Now, arising out of Tadhg founding that programme, would you believe it has spread all over the world? And it has come to Ireland, but up until relatively recently, this programme wasn't launched in Kerry. But that all changed last month when, in January, the programme was launched in Ballybunion. It's been a huge success, so much so that it is going to continue for another couple of weeks with a second round very soon. I thought all this was fascinating, and I love the idea of men getting together to maybe chat to each other in a way that they wouldn't normally, because we all know that women are better at opening up because they set a greater store by female friendships. So I caught up earlier with Tadhg, who's in Sydney, of course. And I should mention, by the way, that the phone line isn't fantastic, but I think you'll be able to understand what Tadhg is saying. And I also spoke at the same time to Colm Morrissey, who is running the W Now programme for men in Ballybunion. And at the outside, or at the outset rather, Tadhg told me a little bit about how he was feeling after his Sydney Swans career came to an end.
I wasn't feeling too well, basically. And I met David on the beach one day. He said, "Do you want to go for a coffee?" I said, "Yeah, no bother, let's go for a coffee." Got me out of the funk that I was in and the dark that I was in. And from there, I was like, "Well, do you know what? If I'm feeling like that and you're feeling like that, I'm sure there's other men like this." And from there, we just asked another friend to come down the following week. And from there, it was a referral. And that was 4.5 years ago. And now, you know, we're in 50 locations around Australia. We're in 6 different countries. And unfortunately, it's something that's needed as well.
And what exactly is it that you do when you all get together, Tadhg?
Now, Wednesday morning, traditionally, you know, that changes, obviously, the time of day and the location that you're in. In Australia, it's a lot easier as far as 6 a.m. at the beach. Men don't like the word well-being, and they don't like the word, the meaning of fitness, the word fitness, and getting together to talk about their feelings. But if you tell a man, "Come down, we'll do an exercise and we'll have a coffee and go for a walk," no. And that's what I'm learning about the language of what you use as far as getting men connected and connection. And loneliness is the number one killer in the modern world as far as males, when it comes to the age of 36 years of age, loneliness, and men are lonely. And what the answer is and the cure is connection and community. And what we have abundance of it at home in Ireland, but we also have an abundance of isolation and loneliness. And that's what's actually killing men. And what we're doing on Wednesday mornings is actually getting guys a reason to get out of bed, to catch up with people without the alcohol and without the pub scene. And don't get me wrong, I enjoy drinking more than anyone else, but the pub, the great social outlet, but you don't get an opportunity to go and talk about your feelings or what's happening in your life. You know, I've got 3 young children at the moment and they drive me nuts because of X, Y, and Z. You know? That's the authenticity of you know, as far as actually keeping it pretty simple. And, you know, there's no pressure about it. Men are drawn towards that. And, you know, I'm kind of letting the secret out of the bag, but there's no secret to it. As far as actually, if you mention well-being to men and fitness, they're trying to kind of run through it. And our groups all over the country, all over the world are very, very in all types of diversity, all types of shapes and sizes. It doesn't matter. And when we meet on a Wednesday morning, it's about the exercise. Small bit of an exercise, you do as much as you can. I keep saying, and we keep saying, the actual benefit is actually just showing up. You've made a decision to get out of the bed on a Wednesday morning and go and do something for yourself. And that's the benefit for your health and your mental health.
You were very keen to bring this to Ireland, and to Ballybunion is going to be the first place that has piloted it, Tadhg.
Yeah, it's brilliant and it's great, you know. And Laura Bennett's been outstanding in the crew and been on the move and in partnership with people like that and the community centre in Ballybunion. It's been, we need initiatives like this, you know. Unfortunately, the rate of suicide in Ireland, the rate of depression and mental health, that everyone's been affected by it some way or another. It breaks my heart, you know. And when we've got the answer in our hand, sometimes the simplicity of things are not supported. We all love community. We all love connection, and we all love, you know, people are actually, you know, you're meeting up and having a reason to get out of bed to meet people, and that's what WNO does. You know, I said all the time to fellas about my wife will go and meet her best friend for a coffee for 20 minutes, and I'll go and play around the golf with a friend for 5 hours, and Nicole will come back and tell me my story. I'll come back and she'd say, how's me? I'd say, I don't know. What do you talk about? I don't know. the females in our life are great communicators, and we're not so good at it. And I've also, like I said, got 3 young children, and 2 of them are boys, that I want to be able to actually get them to talk to and tell them what's going on, so I can hopefully help them deal with the challenges of anxiety and depression and all these things and challenges and social media that's going on in the world at the moment. But if they don't talk to us, very, very hard to actually understand what's going on in somebody's head, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm going to bring Colm in at this stage. Colm, and you're involved in this project in Ballybunion. It started in January. How's it been going?
It's been going great, Deirdre. What we're finding is, and guys were saying, like the hardest part for guys was the initial signing up in the first place. And the second part was actually getting in the car and getting there. But it was empowering to actually find that you're in a group setting. And what we're doing is we're doing out of Empower Potential Coaching Services in the Ballybunion Community Centre with Carl Kearney. So Carl runs the gym there. So guys, we meet up on a Monday night at 7:30. Men from all walks of life. We've got guys in their mid-30s. We've got a gentleman in his mid-60s. All different backgrounds and different nationalities. But what we're finding is, so once we get in and we get moving and we get into the gym experience and Carl starts running them through their paces, we get the physio going, we get the activity going, and the conversation naturally starts from there, and people are feeling better, and we're actually getting to know each other. So what it's becoming is, without people even knowing, it's becoming a kind of a group setting that people are enjoying to come to now. And we're halfway through the first session. It's 4 weeks through, and it's an 8-week session. We're hoping to push it on from there and do some more of it.
And you'd obviously like, Colm, if more men would sign up for the next session.
For definite, yeah. So what the idea is to put the word out there that it's a community-based program. And again, look, I don't like using the word well-being and mental health and stuff, but look, we all go through things, you know, and every man and every woman is going through things. We've all tough lives. It could be a corporate man. It could be somebody who just hasn't got a job anymore. It could be retired. But just looking for an outlet, looking for a place to go, and more importantly, looking to get moving and get... I think fitness is a big thing in people's lives. And myself, Cahal, and Tadhg would attest to that. Like Tadhg played football with Kerry and the Swans down in Australia. I was a big marathon runner. I used to do long distance running in America. So I've initially just moved home from America. I'm kind of semi-retired now, so I'm looking to get back into the community in Ballybunion, looking to try and give back, and I'm hoping that I can probably give a bit of insight into my experiences and what I experienced in America through lots of things, and give back really, and just open up the conversation with guys. You know, we can be very kind of closed down as men, like, but I think when you get into a group scenario and you get the endorphins going and you come out of that gym, those guys are coming out of the gym and they're bouncing there. It's a fantastic thing to see. And they're looking to get back in there on Monday nights. They're itching to get back in there again. And it's just, there's something about it. There's something really empowering to see that. And gradually, as we go along, we're getting to know each other. We're getting to know each other's lives, what we're about, who each person is, our families. Maybe some situations we might be in, baby might not be sleeping last night, and just situations like that. But it's a great initiative, and we're looking to move it forward.
Brilliant, well done. And Tadhg, what would you say if there's any fellas listening to this now who are kind of half interested but a little bit reluctant that they might have to talk about their feelings at this event or whatever? What would you say to them?
It's a great question, Deirdre. You'll find a million reasons not to do it. Find one to do it. And that's the one that will actually change what you, all your life will actually continue as far as it. Because that seems to be the way with men. They'll find, I can't do it, I can't, it's too late at night and I'm too busy and this. Find the one reason to do it and do it.
Tadhg, we let you go because unfortunately the phone line hasn't been great, but we did get the general gist of what you were saying. But look, well done on founding this fantastic movement. Just one thing before I let you go, where does the name come, the W Now? Where did you come up with that name?
Yeah, it's through my playing career when no one's watching. So I was very, very good at putting a mask on, Deirdre, and talking about fooling people about what's happening in my life and at the football field and the football club. And I get to the front door of the football club and I put on my body armour and I say, right, I'm bulletproof. But there was so much going on in my head that wasn't held that I'm trying to get fellas to live the life like nobody's watching. And that's where the name came from, when no one's watching.
Tadhg, great to talk to you. You've done something pretty incredible by founding this amazing project. So well done you, and best of luck with everything in Australia.
Thanks very much, JJ. We'll see you soon, I'm sure.
Just while we're with yourself, Colm, if there's anyone out there who wants to find out more about it or who is interested in signing up for the next session, what should they do?
So they can contact Ballybunion Community Centre directly through their phone lines. We also have Instagram, Facebook posts regularly. The next event will be running in hopefully 4 weeks' time. We'll be starting up a new event. We'd ask any male over 18 from any type of background to think about joining. And it's trust me, once you get in that door and you get going and you get moving, your whole mindset will change. It's just a great environment to be in. You're having the crack with the lads. We've got the music pumping. It's great gym work, and you're getting fitness out of it. And your mental health when you're leaving is totally different, you know. And it's something to kind of aim towards, and hopefully they can keep it up as they go along and make it as a routine in their lives, which is important as well. Fitness is great for me all through my life. It keeps me going, it keeps my well-being going, my mental health is great. And I would just like to give that message to guys that look, we're looking, it's an open door system, we're welcoming everybody, and we hope more men can join the community.
And that's Colm Morrissey there, who's facilitating that W Now programme in Ballybunion, ending that report there. And you also heard from Tadhg Kennelly, who co-founded it with his friend David Eccles a number of years ago. And the W Now movement has spread not just all over Australia, but all over the world, and has more than 2,000 members. And men are just finding it terrific because it's helping them get fit, it's helping them make connections, and most importantly of all, it's providing them with an outlet where they can speak to like-minded people, like-minded men, and just, you know, shoot the breeze and maybe get into deeper conversations from time to time, which women are great at doing, but men can sometimes find it difficult to do. So if you think you would like to be involved in the next W Now programme when it starts in Ballybunion very soon, give Ballybunion Community Centre a call. And well done to Tadhg for starting it up, and of course to Colm, and particularly to Laura Bennett, who is from Ballybunion but went to Australia and came back with this terrific idea after speaking to Tadhg Kennelly. So great to hear something positive starting up here in the kingdom. Now, we've loads to come after the break, including our competition. We'll also be asking, does anyone make phone calls anymore? That's all coming up.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, sponsored by Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney, for an unforgettable dining experience right in the heart of